Wove through my mind. Should I be doing something to help these guys? Suddenly, I stopped. Something to help. Immediately, a flood of memories washed over me. I was back in Bismarck, a 16-year-old tomboy waiting for Dad to come home. Dad, who went to all of my soccer and softball games, who was the image of everything right with my childhood. He came through the door one day looking strangely nervous. "Hey, kids," he said to my brother and sister and me, "you think you guys could go hang out with your friends for a while? I just want to talk to Mom for a bit." When I came in, Dad was crying on the sofa. He motioned for me to sit beside him and, looking deeply embarrassed, made a confession. He had a gambling addiction he'd been hiding for years, only he couldn't hide it anymore because he'd gambled the last of our savings away. He and Mom were separating. "I'm sorry," he said. "I never meant to hurt you guys. I've been trying to overcome this on my own, but I just can't." I went to my room and paced around. The walls seemed to close in. Finally needing to move, needing to do something, I put on a pair of sneakers and headed out the door. I ran 5 miles in the late afternoon heat, not even caring where I went. I'd done some running for soccer and softball, but never a long, straight run like that. I felt my emotions pound out of my feet into the pavement. I ran harder and harder, calling out to God to help me make sense of what had just happened. By the time I found myself back home, my exhaustion was a kind of answer. Peace flowed through my limbs, as if God were saying, "I'll give you what you need to get through this." That morning, standing in the middle of Philadelphia Street, I suddenly realized what I had to offer my friends at the shelter. In the years since my dad's wrenching admission, he'd worked hard on his gambling problem, and I found the strength to support him and to keep myself on an even keel. Even the simple act of getting outside and running each morning, why couldn't I give these men that same healing joy? That would be something to help. I almost invited them to join me right there, but I thought, no, let's do this right. I finished my run and that day called the director of the mission. He sounded surprised at first. No one, he said, had ever proposed a running club for the shelter. But a few days later, with his permission, I was standing in the mission's small, bare chapel, laying out my idea to 9 guys sitting on folding chairs. I recognized a couple of them from my runs, most though were new faces. Maybe it seems a little strange, someone like me just coming off the street and offering to start a run.